Very often, or I would say almost every single time, you finish the Haggadah right at the end of Haggadah, right before Shir HaShirim, so there's a little blurb from the publisher of your Haggadah, and it says, in English or in Hebrew, those who are able to should continue to learn the story of the Exodus through Egypt throughout the night until, as Arshel has coined, sleep overtakes you, until you have to go to sleep. So there's a question exactly, very often people make fun of that and they start making jokes about, well, I guess it's time to go to sleep. And it's unclear, what exactly is that statement? Is that a halacha? Is that a minhag? What's going on here with this idea of staying up all night and learning on Leil HaSeder? So this is based on the comments of the Tosefta. The last Tosefta, Maseches Pesachim, says as follows, Eimach Tienachar HaPesach, we don't have anything to eat after the Pesach of Afikomen, Kagon, Agos and Tvar, Mekloyos, don't have anything else to eat after this final dessert of the Afikomen. And then the Tosefta says, Chayv Adam La'asok Milchus Pesach, Kol Halayla. The Tosefta says you have to engage in the laws of learning about Hilchus Pesach, not Sipur Tzitzis and Shayim, but Hilchus Pesach, Kol Halayla. All night. Now, this is very night. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in Perek Zayin, where he discusses the Haggadah, the Rambam says absolutely nothing. He mentions nothing in the Tosefta. He ignores it. And the Rambam is not one to ignore Mamari Chazal, especially in Toseftas and things like that. So what's going on over here? All he says is that one who is Marech, one who speaks at length, is Harezim HaShabbach. It's extremely praiseworthy. But he doesn't say anything else specifically about the staying up all night. However,
yeah, but there's a big difference between Sipur and Lasak B'Hilchos
HaPesach. Ah, good. So we have to see what's going on here. However, so if you look in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Tuf Pei Aleph Beis, so they cite the Rush. What does the Rush say? So the Rush is also at the end of Maseches Pesachim, and he makes the following point. He's talking about something else. He only says this tangentially. They don't really quote the Tosefta. The post can really quote the Rush. So the Rush clearly got it from somewhere. It's probably Tosefta, but the Rush takes a different approach. He says, "Minag pashut shel lishtos yain." You have to be careful not to drink wine after the Seder. And the Maharam explains the reason. Lefi shechayv adam la'asok kol ha'layla b'hilchos Pesach, because you need to engage throughout the night in the laws of Pesach. Uvi yitzias Mitzrayim, and the story of yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Rush comes and adds something. Ad shetech tafpenu shena, the famous expression of the Rush, that the sleep overtakes you, grabs you. Aval, kosrubi hatiru, this you can have the fourth cup, but you don't want to drink too much, because if you drink too much alcohol, you're going to fall asleep, and you won't be able to engage in this practice of learning deep into the evening. This is the Rush that was quoted lahalacha by the Shulchan Aruch. There is a famous question, the Briska Rav, I saw in the Tiferes Banim, which is written by the Madras Sofer Rav, who was the Madras Sofer Rav in Meir Sharm, so he asked that he heard from the Briska Rav the following question, that how come the Jewish people decide to stay up on Shavuos night and to learn Torah all night, and there's no makkah for that, except the Arizal. But we have a Tosefta and a Rush and a Shulchan Aruch that say you're supposed to learn pretty much all night, unless if you're able to. And here, all of a sudden, Jewish people forgot about this halacha and everyone goes to sleep right after the Seder. So how can we have a statement from the Arizal that becomes very popular by Shavuos, and by Pesach, all of a sudden, we forgot this halacha and Shulchan Aruch? So we're going to answer that many don't understand the halacha the same way the Briska Rav does.
The Briska Rav, for instance, I'm just curious about you. Because I know the Yemenites stayed up a second night of Shavuos, so it had to be a minhag, and I doubt they got the minhag from the Ariz.
Why not?
The Yemenites, the non-coup capitalist ones also have. I'm just saying, they didn't stay up the first night, they stayed up the second night.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm not saying he didn't popularize it, but it probably was floating around something like that.
Perhaps. But definitely not, that's for sure, not a halacha. Here we have a Siman Shulchan Aruch, and the Siman Shulchan Aruch is pretty much ignored by almost everyone. And this other thing by Shavuos. So what we want to explain is that many disagree with the Briska Rav's understanding of what the Rush and the Tosefta are saying. It might not necessarily be telling us you have to learn all night, or even that there is an inyan or an aspect to learn all night. So let's begin. Not here. We have the sheets will be towards the end when we discuss specifically Leil HaSeder. But let's begin with a statement of Rav Dov Tzvi Kralenstein, who was a popular Magid Shir in Eretz Yisrael. He has Svarma in the Masechta called Maglei Tzedek. So on page Shin Hei, he asks, look at the Rush's language. He says the Rush is very strange. It says that you should be la'asot kol halayla, stay up all night, and then it says, ad shetich tafenu shena, until sleep overcomes you. Which one is it? Do you have to stay up all night, or do you, until you go to sleep? which it's a contradiction. He should have just said, you should stay up and learn until you're tired and you go to sleep. Or it should have said, you have to stay up all night. So,
I mean, you attempt to go to sleep all night.
Good. So he cites the Maharal. Let's go to the Maharal for a second in the middle of the source sheet. In the Gevuras Hashem, in the beginning of Perek Nun Gimel, Gevuras Hashem is the Maharal's work on Pesach. The Maharal's original goal was to write on all of the Moedim. He never got to it, but that was the original process to speak on all the Moedim. That's why I think Rav Huttner gave his all of his Shirim on the Moedim, because Rav Huttner was a student of the Maharal in that sense that the Moedim teach us about the hashkafa of everything. All of the major themes of the Jewish people are found within the holidays. So the Maharal's work is the Gevuras Hashem, which contains Haggadah Shel Pesach, as well as a general commentary on Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Maharal asks an important question. On the Maisa of the Talmidei Chacham in Bnei Brak, didn't they know the Tosefta? Sorry, he says, don't they know that there's an Indian of Oneg Yontif? Oneg Yontif is not causing yourself pain. So how do these people stay up and struggle and push themselves when, you know, it's hurting themselves and being uncomfortable to stay up all night? What about the mitzvah of Oneg and having a sense of pleasure on Yontif? So the Maharal says, how can they do such a thing on Yontif? Because it wasn't painful for them. Because for these great tzaddikim to stay up, it was a love of the mitzvah. There was no struggle. The night passed keheref ayin for them. Immediately, the night was over. They didn't even notice it, right? They had to be reminded that it was time for shacharis. They couldn't even see that it was light outside to know that it was time to go and daven. And therefore, for them, it wasn't painful. Shilo here, gishu ad she'ala mara shachar. They didn't even notice what happened at that time. So the Maharal, as we said, gives this explanation, and therefore they fulfilled Simchas Yontif by not going to sleep. Now, based on the Maharal, so Rav Karel and Shin wants to say that we can explain that a person should stay up all night as long as it doesn't contradict your Simchas Yontif. That's what the Rosh is saying. If it becomes to share to contradict your enjoyment of Yontif, then it's time to go to sleep. But if it's not bothering you, then certainly push yourself as much as you can to stay up all night. And therefore, that's what the Rosh is saying.
Same thing in Shavuos.
Ah, so...
And then
they have their first Shavuos. Good, so we'll get to Shavuos. we'll get to Shavuos in a moment. Now, there is a machlokas amongst the poskim. Let's say you fall asleep at the table. Let's say you fall asleep at the table, and then you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, good, I have... You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and do you have to keep on learning? I mean, if it says kol halayla, does that mean kol halayla? Or once I fell asleep, maybe I'm free. So the Ksav Sofer in the Hakdama to his Haggadah, he says, the chiyuv is all night. That's what the Tosafta says, that's what the Rush seems to say. And if a person, ba'ones, against his will, is so exhausted, he collapses on his matzah at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's fine. But once he wakes up in the middle of the night, you have to keep on going. This is also the shita of the Tshuvas Hisoris Tshuva in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. He also says as well that if you fall asleep, you got to wake up and keep on going. Kol Halayla. That's what the Rosh said. However, yeah.
The point is we got to tell a bincha.
Yeah.
What about the children?
No, so we're going to explain in a second that maybe this is above and beyond we got to bincha. This might be a hiddur of Kol Hamarba Harezim Meshulah. Where do we see this? So there's a sefer on Pesach called Vayagad Moshe. It's a very popular sefer that a lot of the Haggadahs quote from. The sefer is not as accessible nowadays, but he discusses a lot of important aspects of the sefer. So in Siman Lamed Gimel, he argues that once you fall asleep, you're free. There's no chiyuv anymore. The chiyuv is to learn until you fall asleep. The chiyuv is not to learn all night. And his proof is from the Shulchan Aruch. Because as we said, the Shulchan Aruch taught us that after Dal Kosh, you're not allowed to drink anymore because we don't want you to what? To fall asleep, because the wine's going to make you sleepy. Comes the Chok Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch, and he comments that after you fall asleep and wake up, you're allowed to drink more wine. What do we see from the Chok Yaakov? That once you fell asleep, you're allowed to drink more wine because the mitzvah of learning all night has been completed. And therefore, if the mitzvahs have been completed, you can go to bed because, as we see, you're allowed to drink more wine. So says the Vayaged Moshe as well. Comes the Birchas Avram, the Rosh Yeshiva and Slanim and Psachim, he cites the Beis HaLevi in the Tshuvas and Chelek Beis Mem Zayin. The Beis HaLevi has a very famous episode regarding Hidr Mitzvah. The Beis HaLevi says that a Hidr Mitzvah, when you beautify a mitzvah and you add onto it to the performance of the mitzvah, That only applies at the immediate performance of the mitzvah. But once the mitzvah has been completed and you finish the mitzvah, there's no idea, there's no concept of going back and beautifying the mitzvah anymore once you've completed the ikar mitzvah. Hider mitzvah, says the Beis Halevi, only comes when you're performing the mitzvah at its time. You can't go back and beautify the mitzvah after the fact. This is the yesod from the Soloveitchik family. Therefore, he wants to make the following point. When it comes to Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, says the Birchas Avraham, Kol Hamar B'Harezim Meshubach, right? Whoever goes more, that's praiseworthy. But that's Kol Hamar B'Harezim Meshubach when you're still in the mitzvah of Yigalat Levincha. Once you're still saying the Haggadah, so then keep on going. Keep it going as long as you can. But once there's a break because you fell asleep, then there's no more Hidur Mitzvah. And therefore, they should agree, he says, that once you fell asleep, there's no reason to keep on learning. There might be Talmud Torah, but it's not connected to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is the machlokas. Do you have to go to sleep, or can you keep on? Do you have to keep on going after you fell asleep at the table? Now, as discussed in many other places, we discussed this a few weeks ago, there's a big inyan to learn on Shabbos. Talmud Torah on Shabbos is considered a greater form of Talmud Torah, and the posts discuss what is a person allowed to do. Can they stay up all night and learn on Shabbos? Is that permissible? You have, on one hand, Oneg Shabbos, but if I stay up all night and I learn, my Torah might be very great, but am I ruining my Oneg Shabbos? What do we do in such a case? So the Rabbanim of Turkey found this to be a very important discussion. We're going to quote from a lot of Rabbanim who came from Izmir in Turkey who discussed this. The first is the Tzipichas Bedvash and Simen Chaf Dalid. And he says that you are not allowed to make yourself uncomfortable and learn all night on Shabbos. Even though it might be very special and very nice to learn a lot of Torah on Shabbos, you are not allowed to make yourself uncomfortable and in pain to learn through the night on Shabbos. And his son, the Pesach Hadrir, which is a popular Sephardi commentary on the Shulchan Aruch from Simon Reish Pei by Hilchos Shabbos, who was on the basin of Rav Chaim Falaji, the famous Sephardi postik as well in Turkey. So he agrees with his father that a person is not allowed to cause himself pain and to learn through the night on Shabbos. And the Pesach Hadrir notes, what does the Rosh say by Pesach? Until sleep overtakes you, meaning you have to go to sleep at a certain point. That's what the Rosh said. You have to, at a certain point, sleep will overtake you, and it's not enjoyable anymore to learn on Shabbos night at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it's time to go to sleep. And this is cited by the Kaf HaChaim and Rav Chaim Falaji, his Av Basin, on the same basin they sat in on Turkey. So the whole family, the whole community is working together over here regarding this. And Rav Chaim Falaji writes in the Leiv Chaim, his Shuvas in Chelik Beis Kufpei, that the Mishan Avo says that a person who stays up and learns all night is Chayiv Benafsha. He's responsible for his soul. Why? So the Miri explains on his parish that it's dangerous. A person who stays up all night, it's bad for his health. And therefore he's Chayiv Benafsha, seemingly to do this on a regular basis. A person needs to take care of himself. But doesn't the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Ches Amud Beis tell us, we're all familiar, by Yom Kippur, what did they make the Kohen Gadol do on the night of Erev Yom Kippur? He had to stay up, so he shouldn't have a nocturnal emission. Right. How is that allowed? How is he allowed to stay up all night and not go to sleep? And what if Yom Kippur would have fallen on Shabbos? It would have been Shabbos, and he would have been ruining his Shabbos by staying up all night. So it's not a problem because Yom Kippur on Shabbos is different because there's a mitzvah of Inui. So he says that that's by Inui and not by Oneg. But he says the Kohen Gadol needs to perform the Avodah, and we don't want him to ruin his ability. So that overriding principle, he says, is not a kasha on an issue over here. And he repeats this in the Chaim Larush on the Agadah. And again, the Torah Shlema, which is often ascribed, but it was anonymously written by an author, we're not so sure who it was, but we often assume that it's Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. So he writes in Taf Mem Tes, he discusses the pros and cons al pi Kabbalah. Is it good to learn all night or not on Shabbos? On one hand, we find that many great tikkunim, many great Kabbalistic things happen when a person stays up all night. And on the other hand, your neshama misses out on certain things that can only get access to when it's asleep. Nevertheless, he writes on Leil Shabbos, "Vade usur lasos tikun kares l'nade shena me'enav shemitzar atzmo." You're causing yourself pain, says the Torah Lishma. And Rav Sriya Dablitsky, the famous Rav in Bnei Brak, writes in the Zeh HaShulchan that it's usur to stay up all night. But comes the Tzitz Eliezer. I'm not going to read it inside. It's the last verse on the page over here. The Tzitz Eliezer says that Rashi in Ksuv Esamach Beis Amud Beis says that at night it's considered an oneg to sleep on Shabbos. But the Tzitzel Yeser takes issue with Rav Zablitsky. He quotes him and he says, it's not 100% true that it's Aser. It's very clear from what we already discussed that what? If you get oneg from learning all night on Shabbos, then that's allowed. If it causes you pain and you're going to be uncomfortable, then it's not allowed. A person has to use their seichel hayasher, their God-given intellect, to know. If I stay up all night and learn, will that give me pleasure? Or will it make me a grouch and not no one will want to be around me? So that's the decision, says the Tzitzel Yeser, when it comes to learning on Shabbos. Rav Yisrael David Harfenis in his Mishnah Shabbos, in Siman Reish Pei, in Os Reish Gimel, so he quotes a very strange statement. He heard B'Shem and Adam Gadol. He didn't hear from the Adam Gadol, but he said B'Shem and Adam Gadol, that it's better to speak, just to talk Narishkai with a non-Jew, all Leil Shabbos, than to go to sleep before Chatzos. So Rav Harfenis says that's the most ridiculous thing he ever heard. He doesn't believe that such a Talmud Chacham said such a thing. He doesn't tell you the name of the Talmud Chacham. But he says, how could it be that who would advocate actively being Mevatel Torah just to stay up all night? What a strange thing. So he says that's a very strange comment, and he puts that on the side. Now, how does this halacha of staying up on Shabbos and Yontif fit with Leil HaSeder? This is the question we want to discuss. Now, just before we get to Leil HaSeder, let's discuss Shavuos for a second. So in the tshuva of the Tzepichas B'Dvash and Simen Chavdal, that was the thing that started this whole discussion. So he says that, well, Shavuos is different, and he has explanations on Pi-Kabbalah. Rav Nevensol in his paper Yushalayim B'Mordeh on Shavuos also discusses this, and he says that for Shavuos, it's kind of like an exception to the rule, and people stay up, and this is a minhag in Klal Yisrael. Let's turn now to the Seder. Rav Ram Gervitz, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in Gateshead, so he has Haggadah or Avraham. So in the beginning of the Haggadah, by this discussion of the Talmidim learning in Bnei Brak, he strengthens our question. He says, once the Seder is finished and the Iker Mitzvah is complete, right? Once the Seder is over, I've fulfilled the mitzvah Salayla of Leil HaSeder. Now, if the Mitzvah is done, at best, what are you doing? A Hidr Mitzvah, right? At best, keeping on learning is a Hidr Mitzvah, adding on to the Mitzvah. So how could you take a Hidr Mitzvah and violate the issue of Oneg Yontif, which is a Doraisa. Oneg Yontif is Doraisa. How can you take the Hiddur and push away the Oneg Yontif?
It wasn't a mitzvah. At best, it's a Hiddur mitzvah.
Correct. He's just framing it in the context of Leil HaSeder.
I mean, same issue
by Shavuos. So let's turn now to what the commentaries in the Poskim and the Haggadah say. Let's first now turn to the Besamim Rush. The Besamim Rush is controversial. We'll put that controversy to the side. It was generally ascribed to be the tshuvas of the Rush, which should obviously be good for our conversation because the Rush is the source of learning all nine in Pesach. But it was certainly shown to be very quickly that it's not the Rush. But nevertheless, let's look at the tshuvas of the Besam Rush. And Simon Shimon Zayim, he writes, "Lo nemru dvarim ela b'Eliyazar v'Yoshua v'chavrehem avalola kol olam d'vay simchas yantif." He says that the whole statement regarding staying up all night was only for a very chashuv of people, like those people who sat in Bnei Brak, but it's not for everybody else to do. That certainly raises a big red flag, because the Rush said in his halachos that there isn't any to stay up all night. And all of a sudden in his tshuvos, he calls that into question. So that's a big red flag that this is not the actual tshuvos of the Rush. That's explanation number one. Comes the Abarbanel in his beautiful Haggadah, and he writes as follows. Now, Barbanel's Haggadah works as his commentary does. He asks 100 questions on the Haggadah, and then he says, I'm going to answer them through the Parish. So, in the 13th question, the Barbanel asks our question. How is it that these Tamil Chacham and Bnei Brak stayed up all night? Wasn't this ruining their Simchas Samachta B'Chagecha? So, in the Haggadah itself, he says that Pesach is a Leil Shimurim. And what does that mean, a Leil Shimurim? It's the night that Klal Yisrael guarded the night. It doesn't mean that we were protected. This is similar to the explanation of Ibn Ezra on that pasuk in Shmos and Perakid Beis, where the Torah tells us it's a Leil Shimurim. And Ibn Ezra brings two explanations. One, that Hashem protects us. And the second is that we guarded it. We guarded the night by staying up all night and preparing for Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Abarbanel says the same thing. It was a Leil Shimurim, because the first half of the night they ate the Korban Pesach, and the second half of the night, they got ready to go. They were waiting to go in the morning. The Abarbanel says they wanted to fulfill the idea of Chayv Adam Liros Et Atzmo, that a person is responsible to make sure that he also imagines himself to be as if they left Mitzrayim, and therefore they stayed up all night, because just like the Jews in Mitzrayim, also stayed up all night. So says the Abarbanel. Let's turn now to the next explanation. We already saw the Maharal. The Maharal himself said that lo higishu bo, they didn't feel it because they loved learning Torah so much, and therefore it didn't ruin their enjoyment of Yantav. Comes the Haggadah shel Pesach Beis Yisrael. I do not have this Haggadah. I don't even know it's in print anywhere, but it's quoted in Rav Gabriel Tinner's Netai Gabriel on Pesach and Chelek Beis in Perek Kuf Hei. And he writes as follows. He says, Din yesh ta'anug mima shebocha mutter lo levakos b'Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Timon Reish Peches says a person is allowed to cry on Shabbos if it gives them enjoyment, if it gives them comfort. If a person, you really shouldn't cry on Shabbos, but if crying will give the person comfort and relief, then you're allowed to cry on Shabbos. So he says, if that's the case, then why shouldn't it be the same thing over here? He says, Rabbi Tarfon and his friends had their own simcha by staying up and speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was no tzar, no bitl yantif, and this is similar to what the Tzitzel Yezer said before, that if it's causing you enjoyment, then go ahead, and if it's not, then go to sleep. Now, a few more points on this. I want to bring a proof that I think fits the idea of staying up all night. So there's a comment of the Eicha Rabba, the Medrash on Eicha and the Psicha. Eicha Rabba has a big introduction. So in Perek Lamed, the Medrash says as follows. I forgot to put it on the sheet, but I'll read you what the Medrash says. Amar Chizkiyo v'Amar. Chizkiyo got up and said, on the night before HaKadosh Baruch Hu slayed the army of Sancheirev, and Chizkiyo should have been nervous and worrying, instead he had bitachon and he said, Hashem, you're going to take care of it, I'm going to go to sleep. Einani bikach lo laharog v'lo ludof v'lo lomar shir. He said, I have no strength, I'm weak, I'm tired, I can't fight anymore. El ani yashan amitasi, I'm going to go to sleep, v'ata oseh, and you're going to take care of it. And then he quotes the pasuk, v'hi b'layla hu v'yatza malach Hashem v'yach machane Ashur, and then on that night, while Chizkiyahu was sleeping, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of the Assyrian army and took care of Sancheirev. Sancheirev lived, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, and then he was killed later on by his two sons, but the rest of the army, except for three or five people, depending on the Machlokes in the Gemara, was wiped out. What's the problem? What night did this occur? It occurred on Lel Pesach. We know this because the Medrash Rabbah says in Parshas Bo, Rashi Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph says as well that the battle or the defense of Yerushalayim with Chizkiyahu going to sleep occurred on Lel Pesach. The Rashash has a whole discussion there on the Gemara. Is that the first night of Pesach, the second night of Pesach? Whatever for right now. But what must the answer be? How could Chizkiyahu HaMelech have gone to sleep on Lel Pesach? It must be that he has simply went to sleep because he was tired.
Well, second night of Pesach would be he's in Israel. So
he's in Israel. So
it's the second night.
Meaning the second night. He's saying there's no Leil Seder.
There's no Leil Seder.
So ignoring the comment of the Rashash, if it was the first night.
Maybe that's why he's saying that.
I hear. If it was the first night, then we would have to say, how could he go to sleep?
That's why.
The answer must be, Chizkiyahu was tired, and he told the Kaddish Baruch, I'm going to sleep. Good night, God. It's been fun. So we see Chizkiyahu HaMelech himself went to sleep on Leil HaSeder. Next, Halacha L'maisa, I think Rav Yashav pretty much sums it up in a very beautiful way in his Haggadah, not the one that he wrote, but the one that was written by the Talmidim. So he writes in the introduction in the Psakim, he says as follows. He says, "After Kaimalan, Dechayev L'Safer B'Tzias Yisrayim Ashi Tzach Tafen Roshin," even though we hold that a person needs to discuss Yisrayim Yisrayim until sleep overtakes him, "Eina Kavana B'Zeh She'erdan B'Po'al Al Shulchan," does not mean, says Rav Yashav, that you need to go so far to collapse on the table. Shahre kodim shiyishen sarach lomar al kapan. Before you go to sleep, you have to say the first parsha of Shema and Hamapil, right? Even though we don't say all the other parshios of Shema and the other things on Leil Seder, but we do have to say the first parsha of Shema and the bracha of Hamapil. Ubederach klal la'achar haseder ruba da'alma him begeder shel tzach tafenu shem. It says, Rav Yashav, most people at the end of the night are at the status of that they're tired and ready to go to sleep. It says, Rav Yashav, you're tired, you're exhausted. That is the status that the Rush is speaking about. You're exhausted, you want to go to sleep, you can't stay up anymore. There's no reason to push yourself. This is coming from Rav Yashav, who slept like 3 hours a night. So he knows what it means to push oneself to learn. So he said, in this case, most people at the end of the night, if you get some burst of energy, so keep on going a little bit more, but if you're falling on your face, so says Rav Yashav, that's what it means. Im yodea shim yis'akev milishon, if you know that by lengthening your Seder, it's going to cause Yafrielo Hadavar B'tzvil Shachris, you're not going to have a good davening in the morning, Vadai Yelech Lishon Miyad. Certainly go to sleep, so says Rav Elyashiv. One last comment. The Arizal writes in the Shar Kavanos that Pesach represents a Pesach, right? Our mouth is open. On Leil HaSeder, the Zohar says that on Pesach is about Geulas Hadibur, that our mouths have been redeemed, that we speak and we use our speech to talk about Hashem. The Chassam Sofer famously explains, why do we answer the She'ena De'elishol at Pesach Lo? You should speak to him. At is in the feminine form. So the Chassam Sofer says, because in the night of the Seder, we need to take on the midah of many women, which is to be very verbose in their verbiage and speaking. And therefore, at Pesach Lo, on the night of the Seder, we speak as much as we can to tell the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a sign of our Hakara Satov, that we love Hashem, and that we have great thanks for what Hashem has done for us. And we repeat our Divrei Torah again and again, it shows our love for Hashem. Right? Do you think Hashem gets bored? No, Hashem loves to hear that we're connecting to Him and speaking His Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and His Haggadah and His Divrei Torah. And therefore, one should try to speak as much as they can and try to engage in the mitzvahs of the night and to have a Pesach, an open mouth. But at the same time, you need to know yourself, know your abilities, know your strength. And when it's time to go to sleep and you can't handle anymore, certainly one is allowed to go to sleep.